We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is with great honor I introduce you at our first of our Wednesday sessions, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Gabe Kapler. How you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing great, Angelo. I'm not sure what's more exciting, the first of our sessions or opening day. It's like, we're neck and neck here, man. Not sure which one fires me up more. Really glad to talk to you guys this morning.
Well, you fired me up with the way you ran that spring training game, and I wanted your thoughts. This was your first time through as a big league manager. What was it like running your first spring training?
It was pretty exhilarating. We had, and obviously the games themselves were a lot of fun. They were exciting to run. But more importantly, getting to know these players intimately, calling them in into the office. We did player plan meetings. So we had one-on-one discussions with everybody in camp, and this is when camp was huge, closer to 60 or 70 players, and got to know each one of them as individuals, shared with them some of their strengths, talked about the things that they do very well, so they'll focus on them, not just in spring training, but during the season as well. That's probably the highlight of camp, is really getting to know these guys like brothers.
Wow. Well, I like the tone you set right away, Gabe, when they all had the shirts, "Be Bold." And that was the original message. Did it fulfill in the last 2 months? Did you fulfill that goal?
I think we did. I mean, I think we saw the front office behaving boldly. I mean, they went out and acquired a frontline starting pitcher, a Cy Young Award winner. They signed one of the better young players in baseball to a long-term deal and made sure that he's going to be in a Phillies uniform going forward. And we were bold in our communication in the clubhouse. We told players the truth, and at the same time, we supported them and raised the bar for them. Our pitchers delivered baseballs with conviction and intent, which is what we asked of them. Our base runners pushed the limits and found out where their ceilings were. Sometimes they got thrown out doing so, but we learned so much as a result. So, yeah, Angelo, I think we did capitalize on the opportunity to be bold as an organization.
Hey, well, Gabe, I'm very fascinated by the Kingery deal. And I'm fascinated by the role you played in a very unorthodox but great decision to lock him up long term. Were you in constant communication with the front office? How did it come about that you made this deal with Kingery?
Well, Matt's been sensational throughout. Anytime we've talked about player acquisitions, anytime he's been thinking about something that, well, I guess in this case, very applicable, bold, he's just kept me posted on what he's thinking about and has allowed me to be a sounding board and a receiver of the information. And so from an involvement standpoint, my job was to support. And he said, Matt told me early in the offseason that he was going to look under every stone to try to make this club stronger. And he delivered on his promise. I think he's backed up his words with actions with both the city of Philadelphia and with me. He's been as close to a perfect partner as possible. And we are communicating constantly. So from an involvement standpoint, as it relates to Kingery specifically, Angelo, I played the role of support.
All right. Well, I just got to say this, Gabe. I was trying to picture you actually bringing Kingery in, hitting over 400, five home runs, and telling him you're going down. And I don't think you could have done that. You don't come across as a guy that would punish somebody who did everything you asked him to do. Were you thrilled that you didn't have to do that?
No, of course, Angelo. I mean, look, we saw this kid play at the very beginning of camp before games started, and we identified strengths that were so overwhelming and so different that we started to dream about what it might be like to have him on the roster because he can do so many things, right? He's very instinctive on the bases. He makes an exceptional turn at second base. He can play all over the diamond. You know, he wore number 80. During spring training, and obviously that's generally what happens with rookies, right? They wear these high numbers and because it's not likely they're going to make the ball club. But every time I looked at Scott with that number 80 on his back, I thought about the 20 to 80 scouting scale. And for those of you who don't know what the 20 to 80 scouting scale is, you know, 80 is a Hall of Famer. So when I thought about Kingery, and I looked at that number on his back, I thought about him as an 80 teammate. So a Hall of Fame teammate, Hall of Fame makeup, quiet, goes about his business in the right way, totally professional, totally flexible, always prepared. And obviously, Scotty's not going to wear 80 going forward. He's going to wear number 4. But I'll never forget looking at him in the batter's box from our screen near the on-deck circle and seeing that 80 on his back. And every time I looked at it, I said, this guy is an 80 teammate.
I'm glad you said he's going to wear number 4. We've been getting people asking when they can buy the jersey cape. They already love the kid. He hasn't even started here. So the next question I got to ask, now it gets tough for Gabe Kapler. Where are you going to play him?
He's going to play all over the place, Angelo, right?
Yeah.
I just need to share. Part of what makes Scotty so attractive, part of what makes him so dynamic is his ability to play short and second and third and center and both corners in the outfield. And, look, I mean, there's a time may come where we ask him to get a first baseman's glove just so, you know, we have one other option with him. And every time we've asked him, like, how do you feel about going out and playing this position, he says something like, oh, I've done it before. Here's where I've done it.
Mm.
And so nothing is foreign to Scott Kingery. Now, look, he's a kid, right? And some of this is projection. He's going to be a very good baseball player. But it's going to happen over the course of time. And he's going to have growing pains. And when he does, we're going to be right there with him to support him. And we're going to fight for him. So this isn't to say that he's a finished product by any stretch. Nobody thinks that. But what he is versatile and flexible and capable of playing multiple positions in our lineup.
Well, Gabe, what I'm sensing from the fans is they're very excited he's going to be here, and they're obviously excited how Hoskins is because he already showed them what he can do. Is it harder the second year now the teams know what your tendencies are? What are the challenges Hoskins are going to face now?
Yeah, no, I think Hoss will face some challenges this year that he didn't face last year because pitchers will make adjustments. They're going to be identifying the areas in the strike zone that they can attack. Now, the good thing about Reese is that what's most predictive is strike zone judgment. He knows how to take a ball and attack a strike. And that's something that pitchers are not going to be able to adjust to very well. So I expect, and everybody in the Phillies organization expects Reese to get better. Now, obviously his stretch was so hot last year, that's kind of difficult to duplicate. But nobody's betting against him. His heart is huge. His determination is strong. And he knows how to dominate the strike zone. So very excited about what's to come for Reese.
We all are. All right, let's get to the pitching staff. Who's the ace?
So this is very cool. If you look back to Aaron Nola's 2017 season, and you match him up against guys like Zach Greinke and Max Scherzer, he's right there. So you could say Aaron Nola has already been an ace in Major League Baseball. Very easy to say that Jake Arrieta has already been an ace in Major League Baseball. If you think about Nick Pivetta and you think about Vince Velasquez, both of those guys have stuff that would be considered ace stuff. So, I mean, I guess the way I'd answer that question directly is we have four guys and maybe more capable of being an ace for the Philadelphia Phillies in 2018.
Four aces. That's going to win almost every hand, Gabe. I think that would be awesome. But I have a feeling that Arrieta is going to be able to teach Aaron Nola some things, right? Because Arrieta is 32. He's been around a while. Can Aaron Nola learn off a kid like Arrieta who's been around?
Angelo, one thing I'll say emphatically is that we value experience.
Right.
We value the dirt and the spikes and the guy that's been there and accomplished it. So, and one of the things that I think stands out about Jake is how he talks about the little things, like how you present on the mound. And I know it probably doesn't matter all that much if you haven't thought about it deeply, but just the shoulders back and the chin up.
Mm.
And I'll give you a cool little anecdote. So a lot of young pitchers, they'll deliver a pitch and they'll miss up arm side. So they'll deliver it their arm, it'll miss up and in, and they'll get really frustrated and show their frustration on the mound. Well, Jake tells our young pitchers that don't give the hitter that assurance that you made a mistake. He doesn't know.
Hmm.
He doesn't know that you didn't miss on purpose under his chin, and then you can play off of that pitch. So you can miss arm side up and in and then drop in your breaking ball like you did it all on purpose. So it's that presentation, that experience that you identified that will – will lead our young staff. He leads by example. He's not a rah-rah guy. He says, this is how I'm going to behave. Follow me, boys. And I think these guys are going to get on board.
Awesome. True or false? Biggest concern going into the season, Gabe, bullpen. True or false?
False.
Whoa.
Absolutely false. In fact, I would say our bullpen is our strength. We're deep. We're versatile. We can mix and match. We've got guys who can come in a high leverage situation and shut down the opposition. And look, I'll speak to Luis Garcia's sinker slider combination as one of the most devastating in baseball. I'll speak to a guy like Kobe Milner, who can come out and get a tough lefty. He had the lowest exit velocity against last year in the major league. So weak contact, weak contact, weak contact. We've got Hector Neris, who can come in at any point and get us out of a major jam, can shut the door on the opposition. We got Adam Morgan, who last year in the second half of the season was as dominant as anybody out there, and he's continued to display that this year during spring training. I would say that is a false statement, and all right, I would say it strongly.
Then I need to know what the biggest concern is, Gabe.
I would say that the biggest concern for us is staying very, very even when things go very good and when they, when we struggle a little bit, because we will struggle. There will be times when we have a rough 10-game stretch. It might be in the middle of the season. It might be closer to the end. It might be right out of the gate. When we do, how are we going to respond? I am very confident that we are going to be even. We are going to weather the storms. And we are going to bond together when times get tough. I guess it's not a concern as much as it is something that I'm very focused on.
All right, last one, Gabe. So far, you're really passing and flying colors here at our first shot here. But I need a number, Gabe. This way I'll be able to gauge how happy you are. How many wins can I put you down for, hoping for, in your first season with the Phillies?
Great question. So one of the statements that we made to our players early on in camp is we are going to keep laser sharp focus on the step right in front of us. It's not that we're not thinking about the long view, about the big season, it's about what's going to happen in September and October. But we are going to keep laser sharp focus on the step right in front of us. The step right in front of us is winning tonight's baseball game. The step right in front of us is beating the Atlanta Braves tomorrow. So I will say that my expectation is for us to go out and expect to win every single night.
162. All right, I'm writing it down. I got 83. I'd be real happy with that, Gabe. Very exciting start. Should be an amazing. You're going to be nervous tomorrow, aren't you?
I'll tell you, I sent a text message over to Rob Thompson,
right,
our bench coach this morning, who I have the highest level of respect for. He planned out every moment of camp and ran it like an absolute professional and showed what a great teammate he was. I sent him over a message, and I said, Tom, I've got butterflies this morning that I haven't felt in a really, really long time, and it feels good. I love this feeling. I love adrenaline. Adrenaline sharpens focus. The answer to your question is yes. I got some butterflies right now, and I'm loving it.
We'll be watching, Gabe, and hoping for the best. It's a very exciting start to this season. Looking forward to it. Gabe, thanks so much. We'll talk next week.
Looking forward, Angelo. Talk to you later.
Gabe Kaplan, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, with some interesting...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.